This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Last week, NASA officials, last night I should say, as you heard on the news, NASA officials decided that astronauts on board the Space Shuttle Endeavour would not undertake a repair mission to fix a gash on the shuttle's underbelly. That fix would have required an additional spacewalk and possibly the use of repair techniques that have not been tested in space. For a week, NASA engineers have been studying the problem and considering a repair mission, but in the end decided it's safe for the shuttle to return to Earth as it is. Here to talk about the gash, the decision, and its possible impact on future missions is Pat Duggins, author of Final Countdown, NASA and the End of the Space Shuttle Program, to be published in October. He's also a senior news analyst at WFME in Orlando, and he joins us today from the studios there. Welcome back to the program, Pat.
Thanks, Ira. How are you?
Tell us about this decision. You, as a veteran shuttle watcher, were you surprised by it?
Not really. It's almost a case of how bad is bad, because when the shuttle comes in, there's 3,000 degrees of heat, but the belly of the shuttle, as long as it doesn't become 350 degrees, if the tiles do their job, even broken tiles, then as far as NASA's concerned, okay, it's safe. You can just go ahead and bring it on in.
Mm-hmm. What were they what were they weighing then? They're weighing the safety or the risk of doing it versus not doing it?
It's a void that they knew something about versus a void they didn't know something about. See, if you're having a soft drink right now and you're putting it on a coaster, mm-hmm. the hole on the belly of the shuttle is about the size of the coaster. It's two tiles that are right near the main landing gear door on the shuttle. So when the spacecraft comes in, as you know, it generates about 3,000 degrees of heat, and the belly tiles are supposed to protect the shuttle. Now, what NASA wanted to know was, okay, if we bring the shuttle in, is that hole going to get warmer than 350 degrees, at which time the aluminum skin would melt and the tiles would start to flake off? Or if it was below that level, then the shuttle would be able to come in. So what they did was basically they took some damaged heat tiles on the ground, they intentionally damaged them, and put them into a blast furnace. And they just simply measured what happened. And they found that as the super hot air, which is what the astronauts would endure during reentry into the atmosphere, as it went down into this void, the temperature actually dropped a little bit, so that even though 3,000 degrees of heat is pretty bad, the really damaging effects of reentry wouldn't touch the shuttle. So as far as NASA's concerned, it's a bad hole, but it's not so bad that they can't bring it back in. Now, if we go to the scenario sending out astronauts to try to fix the situation, you get the 100-foot-long boom. Two astronauts are standing on the end of it. And if you've ever been on the end of a diving board, you know anytime you move even a little bit, that board is going to start to bounce and bounce and bounce. Same thing with the boom. Now, you get two guys, each in a 300-pound spacesuit, on a bouncing diving board near those fragile belly tiles. You run the risk of having somebody headbutt the shuttle, at which time you've got like a half a dozen broken heat tiles instead of just two. And then, assuming everything went beautifully and they put in the pink cake frosting goop and the heat-resistant paint, then NASA's got this whole new situation on the shuttle that they really don't know anything about compared to the hole that they do know something about. So they'd rather, you know, go with the wolf they know as opposed to the wolf they don't know, bring it in, and try to land the shuttle as is.
And they were saying that they hadn't actually ever tested this, as you say, tested this repair technique.
No, they haven't. The black paint, which is called immersion wash, emittance wash, rather. They've actually tested that. They did that during the first mission to go following the Columbia disaster. But the other stuff, the pink goo, which NASA refers to stoically as STA-54, they don't like the idea of calling it goo. Actually, there's a backpack with a big, long hose on it and a squirt gun, and you go out there and you try and, you know, squirt it into the damaged tiles. Now, anybody who's handled a squirt gun at home, and I can tell you this from personal experience, it's messy, it gets everywhere. Now, imagine it traveling 17,000 miles an hour around the Earth with no air and no gravity, and you can imagine that stuff just going all over the place. So NASA really, they were confident that it would work. They thought that if they had to do repairs, it would be okay. But if they don't want to deal with the cake frosting, if they can get around it, then they would be happier doing that.
Why not just test it out, the techniques? I mean, you would think that if they've never tested out the pink cake frosting, they would try at least some time to test it out like they have the other repair techniques.
Well, anytime you do a repair like that, you have to come bring it back to Earth and put it into a blast furnace. In other words, when they did the emittance wash, they took some broken test tiles in the payload bay of the shuttle, and they put the paint on it, brought it back, put it into a blast furnace, and they figured, okay, it works pretty well. With the pink cake frosting, if they had never tested it before, it would be a scenario of, okay, let's repair it with this the STA-54. We don't know if it's going to work or not through reentry, but we'll see you on the other side and hope that it works. I mean, for the astronauts, that would be pretty scary.
And what does this mean for the other missions, for the upcoming missions?
Well, for the other missions, it depends on how well Endeavour does coming through. If there's a burn through, and NASA thinks this is not going to happen, by the way, but if there's a burn through, you've got the hole on the bottom of Endeavour that's about the size of a coaster, and then if super hot gas gets through that and it damages the aluminum, then probably the first people who are going to get impacted by this, believe it or not, are the Japanese. Because next year, there are two sections of the Japanese Kibo lab that's supposed to go up to the International Space Station, and Endeavour is going to be carrying up both sections of that lab. So if the shuttle lands, and even if it lands safely and there's damage to the wing, automatically Endeavour goes on to the on the injured list, and you have to fix that wing, and that's going to impact the whole launch schedule for 2008, possibly keeping the Kibo lab on the ground longer than expected.
NASA must have at least a 95% confidence in this, or else they would... I would think
100%.
They've said 100%.
Absolutely. In fact, someone asked them very pointedly during a mission management briefing last night whether or not they had even any concern at all whatsoever that the shuttle would land safely. And they said 100%. 0% concern, 100% confidence. And if you think, everybody likes to make comparisons between what happened to Endeavour and what happened earlier on Columbia, two different animals completely.
Mm-hmm. So when would they be coming back?
They'd be coming back on Wednesday, and that's assuming that the weather cooperates, not only here but also in Houston, because they're kind of worried about what might happen with Hurricane Dean,
right?
Because it's supposed to go through the Gulf of Mexico, and even if it doesn't impact Florida, if it hits, you know, Houston, then the astronauts may be stuck in space a little bit longer.
Then Houston has a problem. I'm sorry, I couldn't avoid
that. All that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't avoid that. How long could they stay up there? The fact that they're tacked on to the space station, could that mean they're staying up there longer if they had to?
Well, they've already extended the mission as long as they can dock to the space station. There was new equipment they had that could actually channel electricity from the space station to the shuttle. So technically, Endeavour's up there longer than any other shuttle has before, mainly because there's extra power to go around.
Right.
Now, NASA ordinarily will keep a couple of days in their hip pocket in case there's a problem after they undock for landing. So if they undock and they orbit the Earth for a day or so and then they decide to land and there's a problem, it could be a mechanical problem on the shuttle or a weather problem at the Kennedy Space Center, which, believe me, happens more often than not, then they could stay up for an extra couple of days and then bring it on in. If that's a problem, they could land in California, and worst-case scenario, they could actually go to White Sands, New Mexico, which would be kind of drastic because they haven't done that since 1983.
Yeah. Pat, thank you, as always. Terrific report. Thanks again.
Appreciate it.
Pat Duggins, author of Final Countdown, NASA and the End of the Space Shuttle Program. It's due out in October. He's senior news analyst at WFME in Orlando, Florida.